If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Mike Johnson was criticized by MSNBC host Joe Scarborough after the House Speaker declared a bipartisan bill on immigration was dead on arrival. On Monday, Scarborough discussed Johnson's recent remarks with his Morning Joe co-hosts. Over the weekend, Johnson spoke out against the bill. He said, "I've seen enough. This bill is even worse than we expected, and won't come close to ending the border catastrophe the president has created." As the lead Democrat negotiator proclaimed, under this legislation, the border never closes. If this bill reaches the House, it will be dead on arrival. Scarborough slammed Johnson for his repeated lies during the segment. He brought up the recent remarks by Senator James Lankford, who said, "I wish they would all read the bill. I wish they would understand how strong the bill is." Scarborough said, "But the sad thing is, and it's pathetic, and, you know, we say things can be two things at once. I mean, the new speaker is both dangerous and pathetic. Dangerous because he has decided, and he said it publicly, we're going to put politics over stopping fentanyl from coming into the United States. We're going to put politics above allowing our border security to stop terrorists from coming into the United States. We're going to keep the border chaotic for at least another 10 months, because we want things to be as chaotic as possible for President Joe Biden." He continued, "It's just like Donald Trump saying he wants the economy to crash and he wants there to be a depression. He wants Joe Biden to be Herbert Hoover. So they don't give a damn about border security. They're willing to play into Vladimir Putin's hand for Mike Johnson." The MSNBC host added, "That's nothing new, willing to play into Putin's hands time and time again. Willing to play into President Xi Jinping's hand on China. Which, of course, is exactly what Donald Trump wants. And then you look at Israel, won't fund Israel, won't fund the relief of citizens in Gaza." He continued, "So, again, this is all of these things that are important are being stopped now because Donald Trump told a grown-up man, don't do that." As RadarOnline.com previously reported, sources recently revealed President Biden has become obsessed with Morning Joe and regularly calls the host for advice.
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.